Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
What's up, guys? It's Luke Munger of Dogman.com, joined as always by the legendary intern himself, Jack McCauley. Jack, how are you doing on this Thursday evening?
Oh, Thursday evening, not too bad. Had a little class today. Starting to catch a little cold that's been going around. I live with more than a couple guys, actually. So when you move in at the beginning of the year, just being around a couple different people again, everybody gets this little cold. And I'm on the downswing, though. So
that's good.
We're almost done with it.
That's good. This is off topic, but I've heard that doctors, if you go to do like a checkup or anything, or this would be more like blood work stuff, but can tell if people live in community versus just like in a normal sized house based on white blood cell count, because you're always fighting something. And Jack, when you say a couple, how many guys do you live with?
I live within the neighborhood of 55.
Yeah. All right. So not a couple. We'll say that.
Not a couple. We'll say a couple dozen.
Yeah. A few dozen guys, you know. Well, a score is 20, so three score, right? Okay. All right. Well, that's off topic. Well, Jack, here we stand. The Huskies are 2-3. Coming off a bye week, they play a UCLA team that has had some moments of brilliance this year. They had an 11-point win at home against LSU. Very momentous. They took down Stanford comfortably on the road. Stanford's proved to be a tough out this year. But – you know, they also were held scoreless against ASU in the second half of a 19-point loss there. They lost to Fresno State and Mr. Jake Haner, who Husky fans are familiar with. So a good, talented team, but certainly not invincible. And Jack, you took a look at the offense here, a high-powered offense that can run the ball, they can throw the ball. Why don't you go ahead and let Husky fans know what we're getting on Saturday?
Yeah, so kind of like you said, UCLA, like there'll be times where they get some momentum and you're like, wow, this is a really good football team they have. And then other times you're just like what was that, man? Like, what the heck? And I think that's really characterized by DTR's play. There are some times where you're just like, wow, this guy is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. And then you'll be like, he just fumbled the ball. Like, how did he make that? Like, what is he doing? UCLA, their heart and soul of the team is Dorian Thompson Robinson. We feel like we've been saying this name forever. This is his fourth year on the team. Came out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. One of the best programs in all the nation for high school football. You know, this guy was a monster recruit, and he's been at UCLA for a while. He struggled his first couple seasons there, but he's really started to gain his stride last year and this year especially. His big problem a couple years ago was turning the ball over, throwing interceptions. Mm-hmm. This year he's only had two. And if you know DTR, you also know he's able to beat you with his legs. Mm-hmm. He is for sure one of the more faster quarterbacks, not even in the Pac-12, just in the nation. He's good at making guys miss. So they're going to use a lot of him this week against Washington. I expect a lot of read options from them. Mm-hmm. You know, Washington has had a lot of trouble stopping the run. So they're really going to mix and match some formations and use him a lot on the running game. He'll tend to get – he gets a lot of carries, believe it or not, per game. He averages about 13 and averages about 4 yards per rush. So that is very comfortable. So they're going to use him a lot in the run game. Mixon also in the running game. Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet. Zach Charbonnet, former Michigan transfer. He's really found his groove here at UCLA. Before last year, he was kind of buried on a deep Michigan depth chart, but this year he's rushed 88 times for 566 yards. That's 6 yards a carry. He's extremely tough to bring down. And while 6 yards a carry, you're thinking, wow, this guy's probably really shifty. real agile. He's actually more well known for his hard physical running. He'll run right at you and he'll drag a couple people along the way. So Washington really has their hands full with him. And then if they tire him out, Britton Brown's just, he's up next. He's their 1B, not even a backup. He's also had a very successful season. He's rushed 70 times for 442 yards this season. So by no means is he, you know, putting up backup numbers, or he could start almost anywhere in the Pac-12 if he wanted to.
Off topic, but funny enough, he's listed as the starter on the depth chart. To just give an indication, obviously Charbonnet's been the lead back, but that's what they think of.
It's like that's like seeing Sam Timmons as a starter on the Washington basketball team, but you know he's going to get like 10 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
That's kind of like what we're seeing right here. Charbonnet is definitely their guy, so don't get confused by the depth chart. I knew you liked that one. But
that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good pull. And then, you know, they got a great offensive line as well. So it's not just the running backs who are doing, you know, who are making things work. Their offensive line is great, and they're led by Sean Ryan, former five-star recruit. Yeah, Sean Ryan is – he's a little undersized when you look at him for a tackle, but he is extremely athletic. His feet and hands are real – are some of the best in the nation, really. Because he has long arms and he's going to be tough to get around. So I think they're what, you know, my take on this is I really think they're going to do a lot of read options heading Ryan's way. You know, say Bowman or whoever's matched up against him gets a little off the edge. You know, they're not going to be afraid to feed it down the throat. But, you know, say Bowman's getting locked up by Ryan, they could run a keeper off the outside to DTR. So I think, you know, because of the running game, I think there's one player in particular I'm looking at on Washington's side who has the potential to make a big difference. And I think that's Bookie Radley Hiles. Mm-hmm. You know, we expect him to be back this week and, you know, playing that nickel position. You know, he's real good at, you know, diagnosing these plays and, you know, diagnosing these run plays and getting to the ball, kind of being like a ball hawk that's, you know, in, you know, near the line of scrimmage rather than a safety. So I think he's going to have one of his best games as a Husky if Washington is to win, you know, just because Washington has – we saw it last week. We've seen it before at Michigan, saw it home against Montana. They have really struggled to stop the run. It's no secret. It's out there. And I think just because that is in bold – that is bold on a poster that Washington they can't stop the run. I think that's – UCLA is just going to attack that weakness head on. And I think – I don't think it's really a secret. But if DTR decides to throw the ball – he doesn't throw the ball too often, right around 20 times a game. Mm-hmm. His two main guys he'll look to are Kyle Phillips and Greg Dulcich. Phillips is a wide receiver, a little undersized, but 5'11". He's so agile, though. Like when he catches the ball, he makes a lot of guys miss. He's so quick, just so good at making his first cut go a long way. And then Greg Dulcich, he's a tight end that they have, 6'4", 245. Both of those two guys – encompass 75% of the yards for this Bruin passing attack. Phillips is at 369 and Dulcich is at 349. And then they have one to two other guys that are sneaking over 100 yards. Cam Brown and DeLon Hurt are the two other guys. Brown has barely eclipsed 100 and DeLon Hurt is sneaking up on it. So they're not going to look to them too much. They're more deep threats. I would say Hurt is a guy who can get it underneath and make a couple guys myth go for 4 or 5 yards and then also catch one 25, 30 yards. Mm-hmm. But, and then Brown's more of, you know, a consistent kind of down the field guy. He's a Virginia Tech transfer. So they're not going to look to them as much. I don't expect them to look their way this game, at least just kind of basing how Washington has played against Oregon State, Michigan. They've been able to lock up their receivers well. You know, they've lost those two games when they've allowed 40 yards of passing. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't expect them to throw the ball too much. I think if they are going to get beat, Dulcich is the guy who is going to beat them. He's a tight end. And, you know, just doing some play actions, you know, where Washington's linebackers are selling on the run, you know, just get him in the middle of the field, catching a ball for 8-9 yards. I think that's who's going to be a consistent thorn in the side for Washington. But other than that, you know, just expect a lot of read options. And, you know, then UCLA to run the ball just right down at the Husky defensive line, right down their throat.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, DTR, well-known name. There's not a single person in the Pac-12 footprint that doesn't know the name DTR. Moments of inconsistency throughout his career, however, incredibly talented. you look at this receiving core, Jack, and there's a bunch of guys averaging over 15 yards per reception, led by Kyle Phillips and Greg Dulcich, like you said. Is that a testament, of course, to their talent and DTR's ability to throw the ball? But do you think a lot of that is because, like you said, DTR can move, Zach Charbonnet and Britton Brown really can run the ball, and they take advantage of opportunities to move the ball downfield when everyone's keying in on the box?
Yeah, I totally do. DTR's ability with his legs is really unmatched. And so I think, you know, when they are able to make plays, I think it's because people are so keyed in on DTR and they're so keyed in on not letting him, you know, not letting him beat you. So, yeah, I think DTR, you know, he is the main focal point in this offense. You know, I'm not going to be surprised that there's a spy on him all game long. I think there really has to be, just because of what he can do.
Great. Yeah. And then, so I mentioned earlier, they were held scoreless against Arizona in the second half, not Arizona, Arizona State. My apologies. So it's possible to slow down this offense. What does the Huskies have to do? How do you see it happen?
It is possible, but it just seems really, for me, it seems a little unlikely just because of how they performed in the run game, stopping the run in the past. That being said, what do they have to do? We keep hitting it. Is they have to stop the run. If they can't stop the run, there is zero chance Washington wins this game if they cannot stop the run. So, like, Fatu Tuitele, Taki Taimani, Tuli Nasanoa, there have been times where they have made big plays this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to see that all game long if Washington has a shot to win this game. Because right now, it does not look like it at all. And that's just – I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it. Washington can't stop the run. And if they can't stop the run, there's no chance they beat arguably the best running team in the Pac-12.
Certainly. Yeah, it's easier said than done, slowing down this UCLA attack. You might want to look at, and again, not speculating here, there is the possibility that Jimmy Lake hinted at ZTF's return. That does not necessarily mean that the Huskies will have an easier time stopping the run, though, right? ZTF, great player, great pass rusher, but...
You know, Jimmy Lake did hint at ZTF's return. And if I got to say one thing... I have go to UW, and there are people that I know who sit in the front of the student section, and after the game, they asked ZTF, hey, when are you coming back? And he said, I got four letters for you, UCLA. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but he could be back, but obviously limited snap count.
Yeah. Sounds like a date that's been circled for a while. So no surprise here. Breaking news, UCLA, great offense, hard to stop. I took a look at the UCLA defense, and while there is talent on this side of the ball, certainly in some familiar names, not necessarily a guy you'll see starting out there, but Ale Kaho is a name that you'll see out there for UCLA. Bo Calvert is related to Josh Calvert, Ethan Calvert, a last name that's been in Husky circles for some time. But there are points to be scored against UCLA. They held Arizona and Hawaii to 10-16. Respectively, or 16 and 10, respectively. My apologies. Other than that, they've allowed over 30 points a game on average to their other opponents. They allowed 40 points to Fresno State and 42 to Arizona State. And I took a look at that game, and three things stood out is why Arizona State was able to get stuff done on the offensive side of the ball against UCLA. The first one is explosive plays. They had a 49-yard rush and three passes of over 40 yards. That is Arizona State against UCLA. Is that a trend? Well, Stanford had two catches of 50-plus yards, and Tanner McKee averaged over 9 yards per attempt in that game. LSU had a pass of 45 yards, and Kayshawn Boutte had three touchdowns in that game. Fresno State didn't necessarily have his super explosive pass plays, but 31, 25, and 27 through the air, in a 455-yard passing outburst from Mr. Jake Haner, who I referenced earlier. And they've allowed over 300 yards per game through the air this year compared to just 3 yards per carry on the ground. So I think the Huskies' key to getting after this UCLA secondary or defense is through the air. I think the Huskies have some playmakers in the receiver room, the likes of Terrell Bynum, Roma Dunze, and Jalen McMillan, who can make UCLA pay for missed coverages, blown assignments, missed tackles, all that sort of stuff. And UCLA also, while they've done a great job limiting turnovers, isn't a turnover-forcing machine either. Only 4 interceptions this season. That's how I see Washington get after this UCLA secondary. Like I said, another thing is limiting negative plays. ASU had just 3 tackles for loss allowed against UCLA and 0 sacks. That's not as much of a trend. UCLA has averaged over 2 sacks a game and 6 tackles for loss per game, and they were able to get it done against some of the tougher opponents they played, like LSU and Fresno State. And then the last one is sustained drives, and I think this goes hand-in-hand with those limited negative plays. ASU had 75, 83, 75, 75, and 96-yard touchdown drives against UCLA. So for the Huskies to be able to get this done, I think Sean McGrew and Kamari Pleasant, who have come on of late, will be essential in keeping the Huskies ahead of the sticks. But I really think it will be through the air that the Huskies have to get after this UCLA defense, again, which is averaging over 300 passing yards allowed per game and only has 4 picks through 6 games. So yeah, that's a pretty brief overview of what you're going to see in the UCLA defense without really highlighting too many names. However, it is possible to score points on this UCLA defense that even with those 10 and 16 point performances against Arizona and Hawaii is still averaging around 30 points forfeited per game.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a great recap there. You know, UCLA, like you said, they don't force as many turnovers as you might think. I think one guy to note that's always stuck out to me, who has just been a ball hawk, seems like he's always around the, you know, dead plays, you know, getting tackles, is Quantrez Knight. How do you see the Huskies attacking him?
Gosh, Quantrez Wright or Knight, he reminds me of, like, the Huskies have had some great nickels over the year. Quantrez Wright is a great nickel with some size. He's 6 feet, 199 pounds. Gosh, and like you said, he's everywhere. He has 5.5 tackles for loss and a sack and a half this year. Doesn't have an interception, but has a couple pass breakups and is always around the ball. For that reason, honestly, I think the Huskies have to look to the sidelines against this UCLA opponent. Have guys with speed to burn on the edge, right? So I think the Huskies will have to look deep downfield and down the sidelines against not Quantrez Knight.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. So you think, you know, obviously nickel, do you see him, you know, maybe Kate Otten getting out and blocking him for a little McGrew or Pleasant screen pass, something like that, you know, just making sure he's kind of out of the picture?
Totally. Yeah. And then also, like you said, I mean, going to the weak side, I think on some of those things, like maybe not that the Huskies run off tackle a lot, but, you know, maybe you get the McGrew cat and he's so good with his patience and vision, he's going to find where Quantrez Knight is lined up and say, I'm going to go the other way. Yeah. Right. Perhaps the Huskies, no secret here, they like some short passes every once in a while. They do their quick outs and quick slants. I think, again, to the weak side, look away from Quantrez Knight. And I think the Huskies will scheme around who is the headliner, like you said, of this UCLA defense.
Most definitely. So I guess pace of play is a big thing. You think Washington will be picking up pace against a defense that likes to give up some big plays?
Yeah, you know, I think if the Huskies can move the ball, they will be getting up on the ball after explosive plays and try to keep the momentum going. One thing to consider is it's supposed to rain on Saturday. Normally, I would say, you know, that's a dog advantage against the Hollywood boys of UCLA. However, UCLA runs the ball super well, and they stop the run well as well. That said, stop the run well as well is quite of a sentence right there. but they, you know, allow just 3.1 yards per carry. But the Huskies' biggest offensive performance this year was 52 points in the rain against Arkansas State, where they did not struggle to move the ball through the air. So I don't think that will limit Dylan Morris, who grew up in rainy Graham, Washington, you know? So I think the Huskies, like you said, tempo will be big, and they have to capitalize on big plays by converting. That's another big thing, the sustained scoring drives. ASU kicked 2 field goals against UCLA, and they were both on short fields, meaning to me, once they got the ball rolling, they were able to punch it in basically without fail. So the Huskies, once they get UCLA on its heels, will need to capitalize and continue to put their foot on the gas.
Most definitely. I guess wrapping it up here, we've done the confidence intervals. That's something we've been doing. Where do you see your confidence interval at, and give a little explanation to it?
Yeah, well, again, you know, in my prediction, you'll read that I am an eternal optimist, and I went with if the Huskies can do this, they will win. So I predicted the win. However, my confidence interval is about a 2.5 or a 3. Jack, how about yours?
that might be a record for the most. You predict a win with a 2.5 con. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was going to say a 2 as well. I predicted a loss. I don't see Washington being able to stop the run, and especially with like rainy conditions, I think UCLA is going to hop on top of them. I think Washington will put up points, but and keep it relatively close. I just don't see it. It's kind of like an Oregon State game, but a bigger gap.
Certainly. That makes sense. Yeah, you know, UCLA, a tough team. It'll be a tough outing or a tough matchup for the Huskies. That said, you know, the Huskies right now aren't necessarily in a driver's seat. However, you can tell a lot by a team by how it battles from adversity. I think this will be a big tape measure game for the Dogs, taking on a good team representing the South of the conference in UCLA. So I'm excited to see, regardless of outcome, what the Huskies are able to put up a fight on Saturday.
Most definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Jack. It was great chatting with you. As always, pregame, postgame, in-game coverage, only on dogman.com. You know, looking forward to a rainy afternoon at Husky Stadium on Saturday. Go Dogs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.